We welcome you back from Hodgetown here for Game 5 of the series against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. We had a chance yesterday to sit down with Riders catcher Malcolm Moore. We played part one then. It's available online at ridersbaseball.com/broadcast. We'll play part two right now. Talking with Malcolm Moore here on the Cacique pregame show, you've talked about some of the struggles and the obstacles that came with your season in High A last year with some of the injuries that you went through and the struggles at the plate. How do you look back on that now after you've dominated this season offensively so far?
Yeah, I mean, like it sucked when I was, like, last year sucked. Like, there's really no way around it. But, I guess I'm glad that it happened. Kind of that first full season, like, probably the worst possible season I could have had. And kind of just going through, and it's like I learned so much and just – found out so much about myself that I probably wouldn't have found out any other way. It's just through that struggle, and knowing that, like I've said it before, like knowing that it could go that way again, and kind of trying not to be afraid of that, because that's a big thing in this, like, baseball. It's like the fear of failure, it's a big thing, and knowing that kind of I've been through it before, and I kind of have a sense, like, I definitely don't know how to handle it 100%. I don't think anybody does, and if they tell you that they are, they're probably lying. But being able to kind of just be able to navigate this second season after going through that, it's made it a lot easier for sure.
What do you feel like tops the list of some of the things you learned about yourself?
I think just being okay with, like, being nervous, being anxious. I think there's, like, not a lot of people will talk about it, and kind of people will say, like, oh, you're not tough, or you're not kind of a certain way if, like, you kind of feel those emotions. And I definitely felt that way last year coming in first pro season. I felt nervous and kind of tried to hide those feelings, because you look around and everybody else seems so confident and they're not showing it at all. And coming to this year, it's like just being able to notice when I'm feeling down or I'm feeling anxious, nervous, like any emotion, like, it's definitely helped me just be present. And it's something I'm still working on, but it's definitely a lot that I learned from last year.
I think one of the ways I saw you put it specifically was that it's hard to have success when you're battling yourself. Internally for you, what did that battle look like?
Yeah, I mean, it's whether you're battling just your head and kind of that feeling of, oh, I'm going to mess it up, or, oh, I'm going to get out, or just, oh, is this the right pitch to call, or kind of just everything like that. I still struggle with it all the time. And kind of just being able to notice, like, when I feel those things and coming and kind of just being like, okay, like, bring those emotions on, because the real, like, success and growth is through the failure and kind of accepting that, like, possibility. I really believe that, and so kind of coming this year, just accepting that those failures can happen and they probably will happen. So that's been big.
Shifting gears just a little bit, as the season continues, and you know, whether you're here or at a different level, what are some of the goals you have the rest of the way?
Yeah, I think about this pretty much daily, and the big thing that keeps coming back to me is just being present. It's easy to, like, tell yourself goals of, like, hey, like, I want to be here, I want to be there, but the reality is if you're trying to be somewhere else, then it's hard to be where you're at. And so thinking about, like, when I was in High A, and it's like I see guys get it moved up here, and I'm like, oh, I kind of think that I could be up there. It makes me get away from enjoying just the time that I'm having there. So coming into Double A, it's like, okay, like, this is the next step. Like, obviously above this it's Triple A in the big leagues, and if I'm not able to kind of enjoy the team here and enjoy, honestly, just life here, it's like, how am I going to enjoy it, anything there? So that's kind of been the big goal for me this year, is just how can I enjoy these guys, how can I make the best friends I can, and at the end of the year, like, I'm not going to remember really how I did on any specific day, but I will remember the people that I met along the way, I'd say.
Well, Malcolm, congratulations on some of the perspective and some of the success this year. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
All right, that was Malcolm Moore on the Cacique pregame show. We'll continue next with Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups.